Hi everyone, welcome to the show. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Elsie.
Hi. So, Elsie, we are going to read an article today about something called Kitchen Whiz, and it's actually a TV show. Have you heard of this one before?
No, I've never heard of this.
But what are some of your favorite TV shows then?
我喜欢的 TV shows, 电视节目有太多了。Recently, my favorite one is called Santa Clarita Diet。
Oh, I've heard of this
中
one.
文翻成小镇滋味。It's about a wife that became a zombie one day, and all the family tried very hard to deal with the situation. Have you heard of the show?
I haven't watched it yet, but I've heard really good things.
But have you watched any good shows recently?
Recently, not really. I haven't watched a lot of TV shows, but some of my favorite ones are Stranger Things.
I
That
like
one's
that
really
one too.
popular. And there's another one called Sense8. Maybe this one is a little bit too, I think, difficult for people to understand, but it's really interesting. So, would you ever have a chance to join a TV show?
If I had chance, I would love to do it. But why are you asking me? 你为什么要问我？如果有机会的话，要不要加入呢？Do I have a chance?
I think so. We're on this
Really?
TV show right now. I have another plan for us, though.
Okay, anyways, I think it's time for us to go to our teaching and to check out this show.
Kitchen Whiz.
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Are you a big fan of food? If you are, then you don't want to miss the show. Kitchen Whiz on Discovery Kids. It's a game show about food. Two teams of young chefs complete food challenges for points. The team with the most points wins prizes. The show's host, Alice Zaslavsky, takes the teams through some food challenges. The chefs have little time to answer questions and recreate dishes. There's also the Kitchen Ninja. He works silently, but he's important. He helps the teams with dangerous tasks like cutting fruit. What's more, he decides which team does a better job with the tasks. Complete, 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 completed, completed. Anna worked for 2 hours before she completed her homework. Anna worked for 2 hours before she completed her homework. Host, host. The host of that TV show was Bob Barker. He wore a suit and a big smile. The host of that TV show was Bob Barker. He wore a suit and a big smile. Silently, silently. The tiger walked silently in the grass and watched the group of deer. The tiger walked silently in the grass and watched the group of deer. Dangerous. Dangerous. Walking alone late at night could be dangerous. Walking alone late at night could be dangerous.
All right, so our article for today is called Kitchen Whiz, and it first starts off with, are you a big fan of food? If you are, then you don't want to miss the show Kitchen Whiz on Discovery Kids.
今天文章一开始呢，问了我们一个问题，你是食物迷吗？如果你是，那你就不会想要错过在 Discovery Kids 频道的 Kitchen Whiz 这个节目。文章中呢，我们看到 a big fan of food 是什么意思呢？Fan 可以当作扇子、风扇，不过在文章中是粉丝。A big fan of something， 某物的粉丝，也就是着迷于某物的意思。I'm a big fan of baseball， 我是棒球迷。那你当然也可以是某人的粉丝咯。Are you a big fan of anybody, Tiffany?
Oh, I am a big fan of Beyonce.
Ooh,、mm-hmm. 另外呢，我们也在文章中看到 miss 这个动词指的是错过。I got up too late this morning, so I missed the train. 我今天早上太晚起了，所以呢，我错过了火车。那 miss 也可以当作思念哦。I haven't seen you for ages. I miss you so much.
I missed you too.
我好想你哦。All right, Tiffany, what's this show Kitchen Whiz about?
Well, we know it's about food, and now the article says it's a game show about food. So when you have a game show, it's basically a show on TV where people have to play different games to win a prize. So for example, I don't know if any of you remember, there's a game show called Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? Mm-hmm. And then we also have a very, very famous one,Jeopardy.
Mm. And Family Feud is one of these game shows too. I love it. Mm-hmm. 原来啊 Kitchen Whiz 是一个关于食物的游戏节目，或我们说益智节目也可以。台湾有什么样的 game shows 呢？我不知道同学们有没有看过年代久远的百万大富翁。Do you watch Taiwanese game shows, Tiffany?
Not really, because I don't really understand what they're talking about sometimes.
So. You are right. So what do people have to do in this game show about food?
All right, so I don't really understand Taiwanese game shows, but in this game show, the article says, two teams of young chefs complete food challenges for points.So what is chef? We see this word chef, C-H-E-F. They're basically cooks. So these two teams of young cooks, they have to do certain kinds of things to earn points in this game.
在节目中呢，两队的小厨师要完成食物挑战来得分。Tiffany 老师提到呢 ，cook 跟 chef 一样都可以指厨师，但是 chef 特别指的是大厨、主厨。同学们要小心这个字的发音哦，念作 chef。Chef, 而且呢，复数直接在字尾加上 s 就可以了，念作 chefs, 不用像其他 f 或是 fe 结尾的字，必须要去掉 f 或 fe 加上 ves。这类的字有什么呢？比如说一只野狼 one wolf, 那复数我们要把 f 去掉，变成 wolves。还有像 knife 刀子，复数的话呢，要把 fe 去掉，变成 knives。
And we also saw our word power word here. We saw the word complete. Complete is spelled C-O-M-P-L-E-T-E, complete. Complete is a verb and it means to finish making or doing something. For example, we can say, Anna worked for 2 hours before she completed her homework. Anna worked for 2 hours before she completed her homework.
Complete 当作动词完成，过去式呢和过去分词都在字尾加 d 就可以了，念作 completed。那例句提到 Anna 花了2个小时完成她的作业。 另外呢 complete 除了当动词使用之外还可以当作形容词哦意思是完全的 For example, the party last night was a complete disaster 昨天晚上的派对完全就是一个灾难那如果我们在 complete 的字尾加上 ly 就变成 completely 那它是副词完全地同学们还记得副词的功用吗可以用来修饰形容词或者是动词 For example, you completely changed my thoughts about you 你完全改变了我对你的想法 completely 在句中修饰动词 changed 那我们再看到一个修饰形容词的句子 He's completely crazy 他完全疯了 completely 修饰的就是 crazy 这个字
Alright, so we also saw the word challenge in here What does that mean?
另外呢在文章中我们看到了 challenge 这个字 challenge 可以当名词代表挑战的事那如果某件事对你来说是一项挑战你可以说 it's a challenge to me 那 challenge 也可以当动词使用哦假设你想要向某人下战帖跟他挑战西洋棋好了你可以说 I challenge you to a game of chess
Oh, I can't. I'm very bad at chess. Can you challenge me to something else?
I'll think about it. 另外呢要表达一件事情是富有挑战性的我们可以用 challenging 这个形容词 I want a more challenging life. 我想有一个更富有挑战性的生活。好啦最后 challenge 字尾加上 r 那就变成 challenger 挑战者。
I will be the challenger of something other than chess.
Okay, back to the article. I'm still very curious about this game show we are talking about. So after the chefs get points, what happens?
Well, the article says the team with the most points wins prizes. So that makes sense. Usually in competitions or in games, you try to get as much points as you can, and whoever gets the most points wins.
Oh, 原来是得最多分的队伍获胜。That's fair.
Yeah. Next in the article, it says, the show's host, Alice Zavlasky, takes the teams through some food challenges. So I guess they have to do, like, different kinds of cooking things, or like how to make this, or how to bake this cake, and under how many minutes?
文章接下来说到呢，这个节目的主持人 Alice 会向参加的队伍解释一些食物挑战赛。
And here we also saw our word power word host, H-O-S-T, host. Host here is a noun, and it means they are the presenter of a TV or radio program. For example, Elsie and I are hosts of this show. We present to you guys at home our articles and explain what the different words mean, and plus, we make it really fun and interesting for you. For example, we can say, the host of that TV show was Bob Barker. He wore a suit and a big smile.The host of that TV show was Bob Barker. He wore a suit and a big smile.
Host 是主持人的意思。例句提到呢，那个电视节目的主持人是 Bob Barker. 他穿着一套西装，脸上还有大大的微笑。那如果今天同学们看到 host 的字尾加上了 ess, hostess, 它是特别指女性的主持人。那我们在文章中看到呢，主持人会 take the teams through some food challenges.To take somebody through something, 向某人解释说明某件事。当你希望对方可以再向你说明一次，你可以说 Would you please take me through it one more time?
No problem at all. Okay, let's continue reading the article. It says, the chefs have little time to answer questions and recreate dishes. They have to answer questions and they have to try to make the dish again. And this is what recreate means. So re means again, create means to make something. So recreate, the words put together means to make something again.
挑战的厨师们呢有很少的时间回答问题并且重新创造菜肴。我们看到 recreate 这个字是由 re, re 加上 create 组成的字。re 当字首有再一次的意思 create 是创造 recreate 重新创造。接着我们看到 dish,我们常提到 do the dishes 是洗碗因为 dishes 是盘子而且是复数不过在文章中呢 dishes 指的是放在盘子上的菜我们说菜肴在这里呢要带同学们比较 little 和 a little 的差别 little 是很少少到几乎没有那 a little 我们解释为一些 不论是 little 或是 a little, 后面都要加不可数名词哦。
I'm just a little short.
No, not really.
Okay, I'm really short. Alright, so let's continue reading the article. It says, there's also the kitchen ninja.
在节目里还有 kitchen ninja.
Ooh.
厨房忍者. What does the kitchen ninja do?
Well, he works silently, but he's important.
Kitchen Ninja 虽然无声的工作，但是它相当重要。
So he works very silently, which is our word pair word. It's spelled S-I-L-E-N-T-L-Y, silently. Silently here is an adverb and it means very quietly or without any noise at all. So if you're in the library, you must speak silently. Or when you have to take tests at school, you also have to take them silently. All right, we can use it in a sentence like this.The tiger walked silently in the grass and watched the group of deer. The tiger walked silently in the grass and watched the group of deer.
Silently, 无声地是一个副词，字尾 ly 拿掉会成为形容词 silent, 无声的。例句提到呢，老虎无声地在草丛中行走，并对着鹿群虎视眈眈。
Oh, very scary. But the kitchen ninja, he's kind of like this as well. The article says, he helps the teams with dangerous tasks like cutting fruit, because maybe it's a little bit too difficult for them, so he's there to help. So he's not a scary ninja.
So luckily, the kitchen ninja is helpful, right?
Mm-hmm.
原来啊 ,kitchen ninja 帮忙团队做完危险的任务,像是切水果。
It's a dangerous task. Dangerous is also a word pair word, and it's spelled D-A-N-G-E-R-O-U-S, dangerous. Dangerous here is an adjective, and it means something that might cause harm or injury. So,Not looking both ways when you cross the street is so dangerous. Or driving while playing with your phone is also very dangerous. So these can cause you harm. For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. Walking alone late at night could be dangerous. Walking alone late at night could be dangerous.
Dangerous, 形容词危险的。例句提到呢，独自在深夜行走可说是相当危险。So in the article, there are some dangerous tasks for Kitchen Ninja to do. Task, 任务工作。And these tasks include cutting fruit.
The article then says, what's more, he decides which team does a better job with the tasks.
最后文章说到呢 ,Kitchen Ninja 还可以决定哪一个队伍的任务执行的比较好。That means Kitchen Ninja is one of the judges too.
Yeah, I think so as well. Alright, so before we go into our review time, let's first take a look at our magic box.
Magic box! 找亮点
Ciao, my friends, I'm Emily, 又在 Magic Box 相见了。最近我在学意大利文啦。I can only speak a little Italian because I have very little time to learn it. 哈?你说我为什么只有非常小小的时间可以学意大利文?拜托你不要笑我,刚刚那句话完全不是那个意思耶。Little 跟 a little 差一个字,差很多。A little 你可能比较常常听到，比如说呢，别人问你有没有懂英文啊，谦虚的你可能会说 I know a little English， 我懂一点点而已。A little 表示一些一点点，用来形容的呢是不可数的名词哦，就像我刚刚说的 a little Italian， 或者是我今天早餐只吃了一点点面包，也可以说 I ate a little bread this morning。但是重点来了 ，little 的意思不一样。little 这个字呢，虽然也是用来形容不可数的名词，但是它本身呢就带有否定的意味，表示的呢是少的可怜，几乎没有。所以一开头我说 I have very little time to learn it， 其实是在说我几乎没有时间可以好好的学习意大利文。看到了吗？后面接的 time 是不可数的名词，不要跟我说 very little time 是非常小小的时间。如果你坚持是那个意思的话，我也只能说 you paid little attention to what your teacher said in English class。你上英文课的时候都没有好好再注意听老师讲解啦。没关系，复习一下 ，little 跟 a little 后面都是加上不可数的名词哦。只不过呢 ，a little 表示一些一点点。A little 则是几乎没有、很少的意思。有些反应快的同学可能会说，那我们常常只说 a little， 后面也没有加上名词啊，这样错了吗？没有哦，其实呢，我们也很常把 a little 当作副词来使用，那这时候呢，后面当然就不会加上名词啦。你有没有听下听过以下这个对话呢？ Are you bored？ 然后另外一个人就回答，just a little bored。 你无聊吗？只有一点点啦。这样解释你有懂吗？好，我来验收一下。因为读意大利文，我昨晚睡得很少，该怎么说呢？等等答案揭晓哦。
The answer is, I got very little sleep last night.
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Alright, we're gonna play something called Jeopardy, but a really, really fast version、mm-hmm. where Elsie has to try, and you guys have to try to answer in Jeopardy style. Alright, so I'm gonna say a definition of our vocabulary words, and let's see if you guys can guess it.
Okay, here we go.
Alright, this person, presents something on TV or a radio program.
Wow, it's a host, 主持人
Right, okay, next one. This means that it causes a lot of harm or injury.
同学们有没有比我先想到 It's dangerous.
Yes.
危险的
This one means to be very quiet.
Silently.
Very nice. Did you guys get it quickly? All right. And this one means to finish something and to make it a whole.
Complete. 完成的同学们有没有跟我一样都答对呢、
And did you complete all of the words? Yes.、Mm-hmm. All right. Well, let's...Hang on there, and we'll see you guys next time because that's all the time that we have. Bye!
Bye!
Kitchen Whiz.
Are you a big fan of food? If you are, then you don't want to miss the show Kitchen Whiz on Discovery Kids. It's a game show about food. Two teams of young chefs complete...Food challenges for points. The team with the most points wins prizes. The show's host, Alice Zaslavsky, takes the teams through some food challenges. The chefs have little time to answer questions and recreate dishes. There's also the kitchen ninja. He works silently, but he's important. He helps the teams...with dangerous tasks like cutting fruit. What's more, he decides which team does a better job with the tasks. Complete. 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 Completed. Completed. Anna worked for 2 hours before she completed.Her homework. Anna worked for 2 hours before she completed her homework. Host. Host. The host of that TV show was Bob Barker. He wore a suit and a big smile. The host of that TV show was Bob Barker.He wore a suit and a big smile. Silently. Silently. The tiger walked silently in the grass and watched the group of deer. The tiger walked silently in the grass and watched the group of deer. Dangerous. Dangerous.Walking alone late at night could be dangerous. Walking alone late at night could be dangerous.